Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the booming business of the country's last remaining washboard factory. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. This is Today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'm Claire Roth. A flurry of musicians are descending on Logan, Ohio this weekend, but they're not bringing drums or guitars or keyboards. They play the washboard. Tucked between the hills of Haakon County, Logan is home to the country's last remaining washboard factory. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports on how it's celebrating this humble tool.
Stepping into the Columbus Washboard Factory is like stepping back in time. The walls are lined with antique washboards, their fading Made Right logos disappearing into sun-kissed wood. Beneath them sit vintage irons, metal wash tubs, and an early model of a laundry agitator. Jackie Barnett is a co-owner of the company. She holds up one of the washboards. It may look old-fashioned, she says, but it's still functional.
This side is your scratchy side, which is good for like grass stains and socks and underarm deodorant spots and that type of thing. This side is softer and rounded, and that's for your lingerie, which in the olden days they would wash their nylons on this.
The Columbus Washboard Company was founded in 1895 in Columbus, Ohio. At its peak in the 1940s, it produced millions of washboards each year. But then the washing machine was invented, and it sent washboard factories through the ringer. By the mid-70s, every other washboard company in the U.S. had closed, and in 1999, the Columbus Washboard Company seemed destined to meet the same fate.
And sadly, what happens when a company is closed like that, all of the old equipment gets destroyed. Well, a friend invited us to come look at the company, and we did, and my husband is a lover of machinery, and we decided right there and then that we should purchase the company and move it to Logan, Ohio. So here we are in Logan, Ohio.
That's where Barnett and her husband had landed after moving from New Zealand. Over the years, they've hired several employees to assemble the washboards. Lisa Jarrell was one, and she still works there today.
I'm starting out by taking the top of the washboard, the head, and attaching the side, the leg, at the finger joint. Laying it in the press, we have a pedal. Helps push our pieces together.
She's been making washboards for 17 years, carefully fitting wood and metal parts together like they're pieces of a puzzle. And she's using original equipment. Some of it is over 100 years old.
Press the pieces together. And tap the pieces together.
Jarrell assembles about 100 washboards each day. And yes, there is demand for that many washboards, Barnett says.
Now, first of all, I said, washboards, who wants washboards? But we've been really amazed by who wants washboards, everybody.
Most people no longer use them for washing. Barnett thinks the majority of washboards sold nowadays are decorative. But about a quarter of them have another purpose.
That's what the washboard does.
Decked out with bells and whistles and spoons, washboards are still used by musicians around the world. The workers at the washboard factory all know how to play. There will be a lot more of that music this weekend. Barnett says they're expecting 12,000 visitors to descend on Logan for the community's annual Washboard Arts and Music Festival. It's another reason why Barnett believes in keeping the Columbus Washboard Company alive, to make our lives and our clothes a little brighter. In Logan, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'm Claire Roth. We'll talk with you Monday.